你希望让自己听起来更有自信吗？也让你的 presentation 听起来更有可信度吗？让我们来听听一些更好的说法。Hello, 欢迎来到 Executive Plus 主管与沟通力的 podcast. I'm Sherry, an educator, certified coach, and style enthusiast. 我相信专业有效的沟通是语言跟逻辑的完美结合。
And I'm Nick, a startup consultant, corporate trainer, and late night gaming junkie. I believe great communication requires the right mindset and solid frameworks.
我们希望带给大家职场英语的技能，跨文化沟通技巧与其他能帮助您成为出色领导者的工具。
Join us each week as we share our experience, research, and methodologies to take your communication and language skills from good to great. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Executive Plus podcast. Today is a special episode because it's episode 365, which means if you spent every day listening to one episode of our podcast, it would take you a full year to get through it.
I can't believe I've been doing this for 3+ years now. 但今天的单元其实我们之前如果大家都一直在听我们 podcast 的话，你大概也会听过在第225集的时候也有讲过类似的这个主题。但是我觉得今天想给大家一点点的twist. Basically, I was scrolling through IG and I found this, she's like a coach and her name is Eloise and I have her handle in the show notes so you guys can check it out. I really like her content and she does a lot of the communication content specifically for women that works in the men's world.So I like a lot of the content she talks about, and it really helps us to understand how to speak confidently. And for this one, she specifically talked about the ways you can speak to help you to gain credibility.
In the past, we've talked a lot about avoiding downgraders. The I think, or maybe, perhaps, and really especially in these situations where you want to exude more confidence or where you really want to stake out that this is either your experience, this is what you know, and make it very clear to the other side that you are very clear and confident about what you want to say. Then a lot of the advice of Eloise really starts to come through. And so one of the things that she talks about heavily on is to remove the idea of using I think at the beginning of all your sentences.
Right. So things like I think, in my opinion, 这一些句子其实都让你听起来有点就是你在讲你自己的一些想法而已。但是有的时候我们在讲想法可能就只是一个 anything. It's just like an opinion maybe, and it may or may not matter.To the topic. 但是如果你希望在一个 workplace situation, 你希望能够让自己听起来更有可信度的话, she suggested the following. So for one, you could say, based on my research.
Or based on studies that have been done. Right? This really ties into what we talked about last week, when it's like giving context or telling the story around data or information that you're giving. So when you're just saying it's like, based on my research, and you offer some numbers, or based on studies that have been done, and then you can give a context, this is no longer a debate on what I think or in my opinion.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you can also talk about your past experience, but just to make sure that your experience is really tied to the current situation. 你知道也蛮多人喜欢讲说，哎，我以前啊，这是我做的，但是有的时候他的状况并非完全的跟现在这个状况是一样的，或许他可能其实差了蛮多。 Then you will lose your credibility. It just feels like you're telling a story and that's it. So if you do want to talk about your experience, make sure it is very similar and there's something really strong that they can take away.
This really plays in because her main demographic, again, is for women to be, let's say, more assertive in a male-dominated workplace culture or in a male-dominated company. That doesn't say that men are always this clear, but I think part of her point is that, you know, sometimes men will allow the other side to get away with exaggerating. Mm-hmm. But in this case, is if someone is more junior in the company, or let's say it's a female who is just 10% of the workforce inside this company, they tend to get scrutinized a little bit more on what they say. Mm-hmm. So if you just come in there with very strong facts and data, then it's very hard for them to argue back with you, especially when they may give another colleague more leeway, but then in the case of females in this male-dominated workplace or junior colleagues, they're going to look at the numbers and scrutinize a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And another way not to lose your credibility is to stop using the phrase every day, every time, or everyone. 那我的意思不是说你永远都不要讲这些字，但是如果你每一次在举证的时候，你都说，哎，每一次，你每一次，或者是你每一天，然后每一个人，但因为这个听起来实在是非常的 generalized. It just sounds like you're not really thinking very thoroughly, or you're exaggerating. And if you repeatedly use this type of sentence or these type of words, then you would lose the credibility.
It's really that generalization that gets pushed back against. It's one of those things where I've been in too many meetings where a new company will tell a VC like, oh, you know, really anyone can use this product.
Oh my
or
gosh.
This is for every region. But that generalization actually takes away from
yeah.
your experience. It takes away from what you have seen in the market to say, everyone. It's not everyone. There's actually a specific audience. And if you've done your research, you probably know it. But a lot of people will just truncate this or quickly just be like, oh yeah, this works for everyone. Or every time that we have this meeting, here's what happens. But that's a very different statement than be like, oh, every time that we have this discussion, it just doesn't go anywhere. As opposed to saying, okay, last week during our weekly meeting on the 15th, we brought this up, we didn't come to a conclusion. The same when we had a meeting last month on the 22nd, this was on the agenda, but we didn't come to a conclusion. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important that we complete this today.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two very different feelings and points.
For sure. 因为其实很多时候如果你常用这种 every day, every time, everyone, 人家的第二个问题可能就会说 who? Who is everyone? Or which time?或 which day, 因为他们自己也会很困惑，就不是很了解说你在说的每个人是谁。So you'll get questions. So try not to use this word. I know sometimes it becomes kind of like a 口头禅. So definitely be very careful, especially in a very important meetings or presentation.
Right. Or if you use the opposite term, like no one,
yeah.
right? If you're like, no one is taking this seriously, or no one is taking action on this, you have to be very careful who you're talking to, because the other person may feel like, no, I've taken action on this. How dare you say no
yeah,
one and
right.
discount me? So anytime you use these generalizations, everyone, no one, anywhere, nowhere, people can either dismiss it very quickly or they may take offense, and it downplays your own authority in discussing this piece.
Right. And I do remember previously we talked about the usage of everyone in a lot of manipulation tactic. 有些人可能会用每一个人，尤其是在讲 social proof 的时候，我说啊。Oh,每一个人都觉得你常迟到，每一个人都觉得你好像不是很认真耶。Again, when you get that kind of statement, the first thing with any logic, you would want to ask, what do you mean everyone? Who is that? Who is the person? Like, ask that question, right? So again, this is such a very common yet a risky phrase to use in a workplace. So yeah, definitely try to eliminate these from your conversation.
To get a bit more information about this idea of I think, also go back to episode 225 where we covered this the first time. But finding this social media proof, and for people who are a minority in a workplace or more junior in a workplace, when you want to come across as more assertive, really removing the I think or maybe or perhaps in my opinion, and really just sticking to here's the idea, here's some good data and facts, and here's what I actually think needs to get done. That assertiveness, that confidence level will make a big difference in how people view you in the office. Join us next week as we continue diving into more high-quality communication tips and techniques. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The Executive Plus podcast is a Presentality Group production, produced and hosted by Sherry Fang and Nick Howard. You can search us on Facebook, 主管英文 Executive Plus. You can also find us on Instagram, Communication R&D, and email us at sherry@epstyleplus.com.